Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Tom Ackerman. And the 52nd annual Great Forest Park Balloon Race is set for this weekend. Joining us with a preview, Jessica Stegan, Director of Communications and Event Production for the Great Forest Park Balloon Race. Great to see you again, Jessica.
You too, Debbie. Thanks for having me.
This is kind of one of those events that marks the season.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, it's balloon race time again.
All about fall. We go back to school and then it's back to the balloon race.
I did go to the Balloon Glow last year for the first time. I don't know why it took me so long. And it was fabulous. So for people who haven't been, I would highly encourage. So how has the event grown over 52 years?
I think it's probably one of the most organically grown events probably there is in St. Louis. It started in 1973 in Forest Park as a way to with a small group of hot air balloon pilots as a way to bring people into the park. And it was seven balloons and probably about 20 spectators. And it has just grown exponentially over the years. Camo X was actually one of our first sponsors. You all were there with us in 1973. And we added the glow, I think, about 30 years ago. And that obviously has just become such a massive event. We have almost 80,000 people join us at the park on Friday night and about 30 or 40 on Saturday. So the good thing is Emerson Central Fields in Forest Park is 30 acres of beautiful park space. So we have lots of room for everybody, lots of room for picnics. We have our Wash U main stage where we have, that's one of my favorite parts is getting up on that Wash U main stage and seeing thousands of people dancing and laughing together.
The balloon race is so iconic. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about it. But the glow itself, can you describe that for people? I've been to both. I couldn't pick one over the other. I think they're both great days.
They are equally great in different ways. The glow is special because all 50 of our balloons inflate and tether on the field at the same time. And we have a train horn that we sound about every 3 minutes once everybody's up and inflated and settled, and that signifies to each pilot to fire their burners, and they all fire their burners pretty close to the same time and glow like fireflies. So one of the best parts about the glow night, too, is if the weather is calm enough, we let the rope line down and everyone can come walk up close to the balloon. So you can feel the heat from the burners. You can talk to the pilots and their really amazing crews about all their different flight stories.
You said 50 balloons. So is that the maximum number that can participate? Is there a number? And how do those pilots get involved in the first place?
Over the last 52 years, we've had upwards of 65 in certain years. And our event is an invitational. So because we fly out of a metro area, which is very rare for a hot air balloon race, we only invite the best pilots in the country. So they all have 100, 120, 200, 300 plus hours of flight time because it is very challenging to fly in this area and fly over neighborhoods, land in neighborhoods, land on golf courses, things like that. We have 50. We started doing 50 for our 50th anniversary. It allows us to have a really great number of balloons, but also a really massive space for our festival and all the other activities going on.
I've never been up in a balloon. I'm going to have to do that at some point. How much training is there to fly one? How hard is it?
There's a series of apprenticeships. So a lot of people start as crew and then grow into flying, and you fly with a trained pilot first. I'm not a pilot myself, so I know enough to be dangerous, but there are a certain number of flight hours required to get certified, get your license, and then there's various licenses on top of that. So there's commercial licensing and other variations.
I did get to fly years ago in the KMOX balloon. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. The weirdest part for me was you're floating over these neighborhoods and you're way above, but people would be talking to you from the ground and it sounds like they're right next to you. You can hear them crystal clear.
You're
it was so strange.
You're with the wind, so it's very quiet and very peaceful. I liken it to sort of an open air elevator vibe where there's not a lot of adrenaline involved, really. It's very peaceful and fun. And yes, dogs bark at you. Kids say, oh my gosh, mom, they can hear me. It's really fun.
That is incredible. Mm-hmm. I've had them fly over our house before and I totally agree. I'm like, hi.
Yeah.
They're like,
exactly.
Hey, how's it going?
That's, you know? I would say out of everything with this event over the years of planning it, and we plan it year round. I mean, it's a massive effort working with our sponsors who help us make it happen. But all year long, if I'm wearing a balloon race hat or a t-shirt or I tell someone I'm involved in it, everyone has a story from I saw them fly over my neighborhood or they landed in my neighbor's yard. I think it's just one of those events that I'm getting like goosebumps. It just makes everyone feel like a kid again. And everybody has a fun story and their face lights up. It's just one of those events that makes people smile.
So I imagine it's the same rules for the race this year, right? The Energizer Bunny balloon goes up first?
Actually, PNC Bank has been our presenting sponsor.
Oh, all right.
This is their 7th year as our presenting sponsor. So they have a beautiful orange and blue balloon that is called the hair balloon. So our balloon race is actually more of a chase. So the hair balloon launches first, and when they lay an X on the ground, and the hound balloons take chase of that balloon. So they're not really looking to land next to PNC Bank. They're looking to drop a birdseed bag on the X that PNC Bank puts on the ground. And the winds can change within that 15-minute head start. So some years the winner's 20 feet away, and some years they're 2 miles away.
Wow. Wow.
I got to watch it with my man Mike Scully 1 year. PNC Bank. Yeah, he's the best. All right, so where do you watch it from? Or actually a better question is, let's start with, where do you park?
That's always the question.
What's the best thing to do if you want to go see this?
Well, I always say go straight to greatforestparkballoonrace.com first, because we have an updated map with any road closures or restrictions related to the event. You know, there's always really great improvements going on in Forest Park, so there might be some bridge closures. It's always good to check this year's map to find the best way into the park. And all parking in Forest Park is free this weekend. Street parking is available as well. And we like to tell everybody, check out that map to plan ahead. And, you know, there's great entrances off of Lindell. You don't all have to come in at Hampton, because Hampton does get very busy. So plan your routes accordingly. And we also have our festival map on the website as well, so you can kind of see where all the activities are and get the lay of the land there. But you can bring a picnic. It's completely free. Parking's free. Admission is free. You can bring your own soft-sided cooler and cans. We do have, I think, 32 food trucks and 14 concession vendors on the field. So if you want to come down and get dinner at the field, you can do that too.
So for the balloon glow on Friday night, I would show up while it's still light, obviously, but the fun starts when it gets dark. What time does the race start on Saturday?
Saturday, we open the field at 1. We do our opening ceremonies with the Golden Knights at 3 o'clock, and then the balloon flight window is 4:30 to 6. And I say flight window because that depends on the winds. We can launch as early as 4:30 based on our pilot meeting, and as late as 6 o'clock, because we can't launch more than an hour before sunset, or less than an hour before sunset, because we don't have lights on the balloons. There's no headlights.
That is Jessica Stegan, and she is with the Great Forest Park Balloon Race. And again, get all the information online at greatforestparkballoonrace.com.
Okay,
.com. Yep.